Okay, now we are here talking about the latest JavaScript and PHP Innovation Award winners. This time we will be talking about the nominees and winners of January 2017. We are already are commenting on the first of the year. So this month something different happened because I implemented a new feature that allows me as moderator to find out eventual packages that are not submitted by the authors, but they have somehow put it in GitHub, and this was implemented like in January, and I was trying this feature and sent lots of invitations to authors to help me to test that feature. So we had like 5 in JS classes, which is not much, but it's about a good number. But we had like 22 in PHP classes. As penalty for us this month, I'd like to appreciate once again Artus for sharing me this.
It's not a penalty.
It's not a penalty. It's always great to comment on great packages because they were actually great packages nominated. So let's start first with the JavaScript ones. Let me go back here, share the screen. As I mentioned, there are like 5. If I find the share button, even this is so great here. If it works. Okay. So as you may see, there are like 5. So which ones would you like to comment, Artur?
Yes. Oh, I have a English screen now.
Yes, I removed the parameter. So you don't have to see compartilar tail.
But I liked it.
Yeah. Okay.
The first package is jQuery benchmark tool, developed by Emil Kilage from Sweden. And basically it measures the time it takes to execute the JavaScript code. If we can look at examples, then I think it would look something like this. Interesting. So basically you provide the callback function which executes something, and yeah, it could be useful to finding out, for example, the fastest way to iterate an array or merge multiple arrays or stuff like that, because in languages it can be tricky that some native methods are fast, some slow, and vice versa. There is not much more info or example how does the result look like. I assume there is some visualization or something like that.
No.
No,
I think if you go there you can see, let me open here the screen instead of guessing, because there are many packages being developed. This one was nominated. Well, this is where we have many packages doing this because it's really basic. But in PHP, not many in JavaScript, but it's a plugin that helps you to test this. So I assume, if I remember this correctly, that it will probably display this in an element or not. Well, I don't remember, which is good, because this was like 3 months ago it was published.
Yeah, but also console output is also okay.
Yes. Okay. So this
you can also provide a function for outputting too. Yeah, and it was the winner actually, yeah. And not picking prizes?
Not picking prizes. Let me remember.
It was
sometimes I don't know what happened because I remember there was an issue that delayed delivery of prices like from O'Reilly and Peck. But it's now solved. I have to get back to those authors that picked those prices.
Yeah, it was great for me to remind you that.
It's like something that I was sorted this week. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but you are right. I have to get back to that because I'm lost.
Okay, and anyway. The next. Yeah, do you want to comment on the first one before anything to add?
No, that's fine.
Okay. And the next one is JavaScript Color Mixer that allows you to, that basically generates a color editing tool. So you can generate a color using RGB or HSV formats. And it was developed by Martin Latter from United Kingdom. And it even has a nice example, something like that. So if you see, you can adjust the color and get result here. So you can edit color in RGB or edit color in HSV and you would get result. I really not like the effect that while you're dragging these, those values are also changing. So you could also actually see the dependencies between them.
Yeah.
Neat. I could play with it.
Nice. You could use that as a widget in your applications.
Yeah. And.
Okay. It's my turn, right?
Yep.
If I can share the screen here, let me do this quickly because we have bazillions of packages to come. And next month, it will be a smaller bazillion, but it's still a bazillion. But okay. The following month, it will be more or less back to normal. So the first package that I want to comment is JavaScript Ajaxify Push State. This is a package developed by a frequent developer contributor, Martin Barker from the United Kingdom. He developed a package that does something interesting. Actually, I've seen this done for PHP packages, but this one is more like to do it from JavaScript, which is to replace the links to certain pages with AJAX calls, and then you replace the contents of sections of your page that will be updated depending on the link that you click. So this is a nice package, and I remember that Martin already picked the prize. It's probably one pack book or one O'Reilly book. I just don't remember, but I need to check. Okay, next package that I want to comment is Widget CLI, which is interesting. This one is from Till Wiowski. He has been developing a few great packages. And this one is to implement a sort of a shell prompt that allows you to implement a command line interface, and it will send the AJAX requests that will be handled on the server side by some code that is called via AJAX. The next package that I want to comment is from Toloprod, the name of the author. I think it's Tom Loprod. I'm not sure what, if this is a name or some alias. Anyway, it implements modal windows that are created, but without using jQuery or some other framework. It's very simple, but very useful. And since it doesn't depend on jQuery, thumbs up for Tom. I guess nowadays people are getting the sense that jQuery is not as necessary as in the past. So this is a good thing. And then with this, we cover all the nominees of January. So we are going to take a look at the rankings of 2017, considering already the February nominees. So in first place, we have Martin Barker with 2 packages and 9 points, followed by Emil Kilas from Sweden with two packages and 8 points. Then Martin Luther, also from the United Kingdom, like Martin Barker. So two Martins from the United Kingdom, and Martin Luther has 1 package and 5 points. Then comes Jeremy Judo with a French name, but from China, with 1 package and 3 points, tied with Anders Toth from Hungary. When Anders was the winner of previous last year, and they have 1 package and 3 points. Then in 6th place, you come Till Wiwalski from Germany and Tom Loprod from Spain with 1 package and 2 points. So this is the ranking by author and by country. You have United Kingdom ahead with 3 package and 14 points, followed by Sweden with 2 package and 8 points. Then China, 1 package and 3 points, tied with Hungary with also 1 package and 3 points. Germany and Spain in 5th with 1 package and 2 points. So basically, it's almost a mapping between authors and countries, except for United Kingdom that has 2 authors. But you know, JavaScript Innovation Award was not always so participative. So this almost always happened. So now we are going to move on to the Innovation Award winners of January, and this comes the challenging part, which is to comment on all of those 22 packages. So we better get start quickly and maybe not spend so much covering each one of those, but
yeah, a little briefly.
Yeah, I think we can do something quickly.
Yeah,
more or less.
I'm just wondering that the 22 packages, it means that the first packages got lots of points actually, and could put their yeah, countries ahead.
Yes, that too. It's a consequence. It's a bit different the way that the ranking is formed compared to some other types of championships, but it is a way to reward authors that won in months when there were more competitors.
Yeah, makes sense. Sure. Yeah. Okay. And the first package is PHP GitHub API client, developed by Nahid Binazar from Bangladesh. And basically, this package can authenticate you with GitHub using OAuth and send API requests to perform different tasks and operations with user accounts and repositories. And Nahid got 1 big LA PHP and Flash mascot. Yes, that's usually the first prize people take.
Yes, and he's actually very happy. I think we have pictures of him already.
Yeah, I think, right? I saw in Facebook or something.
Yes. And it seems that the prize was very well received. Let me try to find here, because it was last month, but many people celebrated in his country. Let me try to
really
find
that's interesting.
Yeah, because I think for them it's not usual, and sometimes people are have many friends there, and I don't know, it's not videos. How do I find this post?
Okay. Maybe, well, let me comment further and then we can get back? Or?
Yeah, you can move on while I try to find the picture.
Yeah. Okay. And the next package is php.ini, or how it's pronounced, settings, developed by Christian Wee from France. And yeah, I think there were previously PHP ini parsers and modifiers and stuff like that. I think why this one is special, because it also have configuration type validation based on configurations file and CSV format that GitHub additionally provides, so you can validate. So you can only set specific setting as boolean and not something else and stuff like that. We can probably check an example. I don't know if it loads. It doesn't load for me now. But yeah, and now it loaded.
Yeah.
There is no example of the validation here, I think. your files. Just wanted to see the configuration file. Oh, here we can see something.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems to be really slow for me too today. I don't know why.
Sorry, what do you mean?
Seems to be very really slow connection for me too today.
Oh, I thought it was my hand. Well,
oh, that's a lot.
Oh, this is the different thing of this package is mostly that it can also validate the types of values.
Yeah, so that's what I mentioned. And I think that Christian did not pick a price as usually for. He does it for the competition.
No. He said he has already all of the prizes. So he's having
it. Okay. Exactly.
And it's true because he won so many times. He's not the only one, but it's where he's continued to send great packages. I think that's all fine. That means he is having fun just sending those packages.
Okay. And the next one is PHP Joomla Login. So. It was developed by Haseeb Ahmad Basil from Pakistan, and it provides a file, PHP file, that you need to put in your Joomla installation directory that would authenticate you, and then you can send an HTTP request to this file, to this script, providing user authentication information, like username and password, so it would authenticate you, and you can access remotely Joomla without the login screen and stuff like that. And Haseeb got one downloadable copy of Code Lobster Professional for this package. Next is PHP Phonetic Transcriber. So it was developed by Gavin Gordon Markovsky from Canada, and it uses a third-party server Lingorado and sends HTTP requests to it to transcribe word in IPA, which is International Phonetic Alphabet, so you would know how the word is actually pronounced. And Gavin got one copy of Zen Studio for this package.
Yeah.
Next is PHP Emoji Country Flags, developed by Peter Kao from Hong Kong. And yeah, this class basically converts the country code to the flag icons, similarly like is used on this website in the country tops, I think. Let me check if there is an example. Flagmaster. Yes, so it does not use the images, right? It uses some kind of Unicode characters?
Yeah.
For this? Yeah, the Unicode emoji flags, exactly. Okay, so that's pretty useful. If you don't want to use lots of images, you can use this class or similar to convert countries to flags. Next class is PHP Multi MySQL Dump, developed by Alessandro Quintiliani from Italy. And it's not a default MySQL dump, but it's generated dump by PHP through PDO, so it could dump not your whole database but only like a couple of tables, and it also can compare if there were changes for the table from the previous dump, so it could only dump the tables that have changes in them and stuff like that. So that's why I think it's quite useful. If you're making backups, why would you dump the tables that have not changed, for example? And Alessandro got one downloadable copy of Komodo IDE for this package.
Yeah.
Next is PHP Vmail Video Downloader Script, developed by Saur Akaria from Australia. So this package basically takes a YouTuber Vmail link, extracts the identifier, and downloads the video, returns the URL to download the video as a result. I think, yeah, we had a similar blog post discussion options, and now there is an actual class that can do this. If we can check an example quickly. Yeah, it loads. Yeah, so as you see, providing a link and checking if it has video and get the download link. Easy and cool. And Saur's got PHP Storm ID 1 year individual subscription for this package. Next package is PHP Watch API. So it's a package that can do, that can search for places that are near you using Google Maps API, but can be extended to use also other API providers. It was developed by Sergey Pris from Ukraine, and he got 1 year subscription to the basic plan of choice. Next one is PHP Git Creator, developed by István Dobrinté from Hungary. So basically in Git you have different branches, or maybe I don't know, even commits, and you would want to create a file that would modify code from one state to the other state, and in Git those calls is also called like fetch files. And these PHP classes can create exactly those files by providing let me check if there are no examples, I think. But probably you're providing from different Git links to the repositories, or maybe what's loaded here, or maybe hashes between them and connection to the repository. It would be great to have an example here to know better. Maybe we can see something in the class file itself. Okay, so yeah, it's a local repository, and you can provide branch names, and it does it between branches. So it might be useful if you want to do the diff between branches and be able to create a patch file that converts from code from one state to another. István Dobrinté got 1 monthly pro subscription for this package. Next package is PHP Binary Stream, developed by Sergey Vanyushin from Russia. This package can read from binary files and interpret them, those data blocks from different types, from picking and Indian short and long integers, different bit length and four doubles, same different bit. So basically it can read the file and extract and convert to individual values, and even have some configuration file group that was values to specific names. Maybe we can have some simple usage here. So we can read specific amount of bytes, or we can try to convert them to integer or float, and stuff like that. So obviously we need to know the configuration of the binary file that's encoded, and then we can read it like this.
I guess there are packages also for doing these things, but what this package does different is the ability to parse groups of data. Like you say, oh, this group is about this and these types. Like, for instance, sometimes binary formats have groups of data of a certain type. So this is useful. I'm not remembering any specific format. It could be like multiple objects of the same type that were serialized to binary.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that you could usually see that. When you have like something like a packets, and packets are specific length, and then there are different types in the packet. So if you're reading them, these groups, yeah, this really could be useful. And Sergey got 1 subscription to the PDF edition of the PHP Architect magazine for this package. Last one I would comment on is PHP Sodium Compact, developed by Scott Archiszewski from United States. Basically, yeah, we previously talked about libsodium and being a default encryption extension replacing existing encryption related functions in PHP. But till that is done, Scott provided a pull refill for this, and basically these class provides the Lipsodium implementations in pure PHP, so you can use it if your current version does not support it, or because it's still not implemented and stuff like that. I think, I don't know about API compatibilities, but the way it seems, it's a drop-in replacement.
Yes, this is
no price.
This is something that is going to make part of PHP 7.2. But Scott Marciski is a security expert for PHP and is working on that extension. But he's already providing some a compatibility library that you can use right now from PHP independently of the version that you are using.
Yeah, but he's also noting here the danger, the code is experimental. Your PHP, his own implementation, so not.
He's just being over careful because he's very skilled. And it is always great to have somebody that is skilled on a specific matter, in this case, security, which is very important. But to actually work on making PHP more secure, because this library is supposed to be an alternative, not a direct replacement, but an alternative to the mcrypt library that is no longer being maintained. But since it is not backwards compatible, for you to migrate, you have to rewrite your code. And the sooner you do it, the better. But if you are not using PHP 7.2 because it is not out yet, you can use this library and get ready for when it is available. Okay, my turn. I was trying to get courage. Well, unfortunately, I was not able to find the post from Nahid about when he received his elephant, which is a shame because it was his post. I would have to wait if I search for his name. Maybe I can find it here. Let me share the screen. Facebook does not help much. Find. No, appears that his name, but not the elephant. this is terrible. And since it was already some time, it's going to show me bazillions of posts. I'll have to find it. Facebook search is not very good. Anyway, okay, let's get back to the reality. We have bazillions of packages to comment about. Here, let me start from the first, which would be one from Luciano Salvini. No, Luciano. Salvino.
Oh, it had a different name there.
Yeah, it's a cached version. I think I need to invalidate the cache when people change their names. Okay, one more bug to fix. Anyway, this package is for editing subtitles, and those subtitles are videos. As you may know or not, there are file formats for storing these subtitles in files. They can be somehow integrated in the video stream, but I think usually they are separate files. And they contain things like the text and the timeline position that each text appears. And there are several formats, and this package allows you to edit files in those formats. So this is an interesting package for this purpose. And Luciano did not reply when I asked him if he wanted the prize. So maybe he missed the message. If he's listening, you can still go back and pick one of the remaining prizes. The next package to comment is PHP with mask generator. It is, there are several packages for this purpose, and this one from Jelle Sebrecht from, I'm sure I'm not pronounce his name right, but it is from Belgium. He developed this package because it allows to do a few things differently from how the package is, like traversing bitmasks with iterators, and also generate sequences of bits that you can limit the number of ones and things that are not usual, but if we develop this is because it needed something like that. The next package that I would like to comment is also Jelle did not reply to the message if you wanted to get a prize. So if he's listening, please contact Peck. The next package is from Omar Andres Barbosa Ortiz from Colombia, and this package, Global PHP Global Class Functions ECPAC, it's somewhat a difference because it somehow provides a solution to simplify the problem of calling functions in different namespaces that may be using the same names, but they are in different namespaces. And you can associate some names, and they have some proxy to call it. So this is what this package does. And also, oh, this time he picked a $1 ebook of choice by O'Reilly. The next package is PHP Secure Chat from Martin Larcher. And this is the PHP part of another package that Martin published in JS Classes for implementing a chat system in PHP that is secure because it will use end-to-end encryption. See, you can do these things in PHP. You do not need advanced libraries to do these things. And PHP and JavaScript, of course, because the encryption part is done on the browser side with JavaScript. So it uses Blowfish. And this is interesting because it sends the messages to the server. They are encrypted, and I'm not sure, but it doesn't seem to implement the way the keys are exchanged, just the encryption, decryption. So the keys exchange is probably done in a separate step, but that, as far as I recall, I do not know how. If I don't remember the class doing this. And this is interesting because we are here in the post-Snowden era. And just the other day, I watched a movie about the Snowden story. I don't know if you watched it already.
No, not yet.
Yeah, but it is interesting. So you know about the evil things those CIA thing people are doing. Oh, wait, they are listening.
Yeah.
But we are not saying anything secret, nothing that compromises security of any country. We are just talking about PHP classes, and these are friendly, these are nice. Some implement end-to-end encryption, but that is a little different story. Anyway, Martin picked as prize an ebook of choice from PEC. The next package that I would like to comment is PHP Microsoft Office 365, which is basically the Office version, on online version,
cloud version, yeah.
Yeah, but this is implements PHP to access the APIs via SOAP. As a matter of fact, if I remember this correctly, Michael Del Sol, the author, he's from France, and he developed a generator for classes from WSDL. So I think this package was actually generated. So we read the WSDL definition and generated the code, but he submitted it to GitHub. So this was one of those packages that he was invited to import. And I'm not sure if he already picked the price. Oh, I think he already picked the price, but I did not assign to him. So it was one of those pending things that I need to do soon. The next packet that I'd like to comment, this is an unusual one because there is SAS, which is, I think, is a statistical program from a company named SAS, and they have a statistical analysis package, and it has a programming language for manipulating these things. It seems that it stores data in MySQL databases. No, sorry, in files, and this package can extract the data dictionaries from those files and put them in MySQL database. Okay, and this is yet another package that got tied in the position number 12. I think I already messaged Graham Newman, Neyman from the United States, but I do not recall having received an answer. So if he is listening, please reply to the message so you can still pick your prize. We have 22 nominees, but it seems in the end there will be prizes for everybody. Anyway, really? The next packet. Yes, because there are some authors that have all the prizes and they skip the prizes. There are authors that do not reply. Probably they do not want the prizes either, which is also okay because they are having fun participating. Okay, and this is one of those packages tied others. And the next package that I want to comment is PHP Volume Calculator from José Manuel from Spain. I understand that he works a lot with physics. He's probably working on a laboratory, so I have submitted several packages for physics and chemistry experiments, I think. And this one is to perform what is called volumetrical calculations on materials. I had to read a bit about this to understand what it does and make a meaningful nomination comment, which often is hard, but it is also good for me, but because now I know better about these things, right? Sorry, you were saying something?
I can imagine that it could be hard to come up with proper descriptions to such complex files, classes.
Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes I spend a good time studying what on earth does this mean. Not only the nomination comment, it's also the approval description. Very often the descriptions are very vague, very short, and I have to actually study the code a bit, study the topic, and elaborate a good description. This is part of the reason why sometimes packages take some time to be approved, but complaining, this is part of the job. Anyway, José Manuel did not yet pick a prize because it did not yet come his turn. We are delayed due to the number of prizes and also some sponsors that took a while to answer. But things are getting solved and we'll get back there. The next package is much simpler. Is a geographer from Dennis Misenko from India. And basically, it contains information about country and city names of many countries, but also in multiple languages. So this is not the trivial package that has an R-coded list of names of countries and cities, because it provides the same thing in variants for different languages. So this is quite an extensive work. The next package that I want to comment is one from Dennis Swart from the Netherlands. It is about natural language processing. And he has contributed several packages for this purpose. I think he is an expert on the topic. And this one is to analyze sentences and somehow generate thoughts in the form of verbs and nouns. This is somewhat unexpected for me because I'm not familiar with this topic. I don't know if you followed what this package does. but somehow it's like doing reverse natural language processing. It's like to depart from the idea to the generation of the language, not the other way around. So this is interesting from Dennis Ward. Congratulations for him. Soon I'll get back to him too, so he can pick his prize. The next package is an implementation of the BitUp algorithm for implementing fuzzy search of data in arrays. This is basically to implement a search for text strings that are similar but are not exactly the same. And this package is from a well-known author, Account Killer. And this is funny because I went to wonder, well, why is named Account Killer? Apparently, sometimes people have difficulty to unsubscribe from newsletters from sites, and they ask some site named Account Killer that will do it for them. I'm not sure if a site does it manually or some kind of robot. I don't know how they do it because there are some captures in the middle. And despite he kind of unsubscribed from the site newsletters, he continued to send packages. So it's not like he wanted to stop using the site. It's more like he wanted to sort of stop getting messages. And the service also renamed the username. So I don't know if you noticed, but now his name Account Killer. So we don't know his name because the records are changed. Anyway, this is an interesting package. And finally, one that is not very common, which is specific for configuring query configuration of cable modems via SNMP protocol. This one is from Fernando André from Portugal. And there is this specification and docsys for cable modems, for communicating with cable modems. And this package implements this protocol to query several aspects about cable modems. And well, with this, we reach the end of the list of the nominees.
Whoa, the only thing remaining
is to comment on the rankings for 2017, already considering February. And so far, Christian Vig is ahead again with 2,039 points. He was the winner for 2016, but is being followed by quite closely by Nahid Bin Hazar from Bangladesh. And with 2,037 points, then Jaleb Sabrex with 2,035 points from Belgium, Asib Ahmad Basil from Pakistan with one package and 21 points is tied with Peter Kahl from Hong Kong, Gavin Gordon Markowski from Canada, Alessandro Quintiliano from Italy, Charles Acharya from Australia are all tied in fourth place with one package and 21 points. And then Dave Smith with one package and 17 points from the United States is tied with Sergey Van Yushin from Russia with two packages and 17 points. By country, things almost map to the winners, but not like in JS classes, because there we have many more authors from different countries. So France is first with four packages and 58 points, but is followed by United States with three packages and 43 points. And it seems the competition between France and the United States is continuing in 2017. I hope other countries also come closer to make this competition more fun. But it repeats what happened last year. Let's see what happens this year. We are still very far from the end. Lots of things can happen. So moving on, Bangladesh is third with 2,037 points. Italy is in fourth with 235 points. Pakistan in fifth with 229 points. Belgium is in sixth with 235 points. Australia, Hong Kong, and Canada are tied with 1 Pakistan 21 points in seventh position. Finally, United Kingdom is in 10th with 2019 points. So we will still have a lot to see for 2017. But so far it has been a bit different year because we started a lot of packages being nominated in the year, an unusual amount of packages, thanks to my bright idea of stimulating many authors to submit packages. But things are getting back to normal. Still in February, we have like 17 packages to comment. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but the 22, that definitely was a record. I think previous was what, 16 or something.
Yeah. I think the previous was like 18.
18, yeah, maybe.
Yeah. I would blame it on the elephant because many people are eager to get the elephant. If I did not have a package of 40 elephants, I would also be eager to get one. Oh, by the way, I'm expecting to get the, what is the name? The rainbow elephant.
I remember, yeah. The mock-up.
Yes, but it has a name, Diversity. Diversity elephant. And it is great. I ordered a big one and a small one. So soon I even forgot to put it this month in my bag, but soon we will have all the generations of colorful elephants, some with stripes saying Innovation Award winner and stuff, others not. But okay, for now, that is all. And next month we have many more packages to comment, not as many, but some. So I'd like to thank you again, Arthur, for having the patience to stay up this late. I don't know, what time is it over there in your... It's like
almost 1 a.m.
7.
1 hour plus midnight.
Oh, you don't have to work tomorrow, right?
No. No, I have, but I don't have to get up early, so it's okay.
Do you work from home?
Yeah. Would not have it life. Any other way.
Oh. But you are a partner, right? In your company, a partner. So you get to decide.
When to work, you mean? Yeah.
Yes.
Quite free schedule, yeah.
Yeah. I'm not saying that being a partner is less work. I just say that you have some
control over
decisions. I would just say, do not complain. But you are not complaining. Okay.
No, I'm okay.
Well, thank you again for coming. Tomorrow, the outlet is off for now. Bye.
Bye-bye.